Truly, in our view, the 17.5% also had a cascading effect. And so this is a much lower level, which also is deductible from their income tax proceeds. So we feel that we are in good stead. I think there are some issues of importers that we are trying to resolve. So we'll have some more meetings on Monday, and I think it's an issue of explanation more so than the possibility of escalating. We don't think that there's any illegality. But since an honourable member of parliament, Rankin, has said it, we will look at it again. But we are very sure that we are within the law and the actions that we have taken. Because we think when you talk about cascading on 17.5%, 3% is much less than that. But more importantly, now the 3% also becomes part of your cost, which means that in computing your taxes, it becomes something that you can deduct from it. This is good for the country. It eliminates potential tax evasion. It's very complex to calculate input and output taxes and then determine what to charge. I think this makes things a lot clearer, more transparent, and everybody will be paying their part of building the system.
What we are saying is that the GRA practice note that seeks to impose a tax, not to allow the importers to deduct their input tax, is illegal. And so therefore, we are urging the Ghana Revenue Authority and the Ministry of Finance to stop perpetuating the illegality, because it's illegal. It does not have a place in this law. It is not in sync with the spirit of the Act 870.
The issue of this value-added tax flat rate has actually been the system or existence some 10 years or more now. And people are actually creating an impression that it is a new tax that the government has actually brought into the system. No, it is not a new tax. It was actually came around President Kufuor's time. It travels through His Excellency J.E.A. Mills time and His Excellency John Mahama's time. Until about a year and a half ago, it was removed and replaced with a 17.5%. So absolutely, it was cancelled. But Guta agitated that it should come back because we thought that it was the simplest system that we, the traders, who cannot actually compute the input and outputs as a result of 17.5%, be brought back so that we can pay the 3%, which is the simplest form of actually paying the tax. Guta and the traders in general are happy that this 3% have been brought back. Others were talking about importation, that when they import, at the point of import, they are charged with a 17.5%. We should take note that 17.5%, prior to the implementation or the introduction of the VAT, we had a sales tax, which when you pay at the port of entry, you don't do any computation in terms of the value-added tax or the 17.5%. And so when the import VAT replaced the sales tax, you cannot say that still you want to use the 17.5% to offset anything that is for the point of entry. This system has been in place for the past 10 or more years. Have we realized any cascading effect when it was introduced earlier on? If it's no, then why now? And if you talk about this cascading effect at every point in time, whether you take even 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, or even 17.5%, there will still be that aspect of cascading effect.